on Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara said that Rabbi Kiva had asked Rabbi Lezer that Hazor Techiach. We see that Hazor is not Derech Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah, even though it's a shvut, it's not Derech Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, "V'hazor my time loybach yeshabbos." Why isn't hazor doich yeshabbos? Mechdei tiltulei bi'almu. It's only tiltul mukze. Titzchi shabbos mishum pesach. It should be doich yeshabbos. For what reason shouldn't it be doich yeshabbos? It was a member of Rabbi Elazar that Hazor is not Doich Shabbos, so Mukta is not the reason. Number one, we see from the Gemara that it is Mukta. Dachstach mir de Dvar Shmu, Mutschetzich, why it's Mukta, in Dachstach mir mit der Rabbonim, even though it's Muchen for Hazor, he asks, what is this different than Asak and Shalmila? But Dachstach mir, there's a big difference. Mit der Rabbonim, you're only allowed to be metalto Euchlin, Mashkin, and Kalim. A Sakin Shal Mila is a Kali, the Tzerech Mila. But L'cheire Mechatos, it's not an Euchl, it's not a Mashkin, it's not a Kali. So even though you can do a Dvar Mitzvah with it, but that doesn't make it, it doesn't fall into one of the three categories. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, there the Mishnah says that one is not permitted to take a lulav on its chal b'Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why is it also tiltul b'almu and it should be toicha Shabbos? So there also we see a lulav, even though one can accomplish a lot with a lulav, kaim a mitzvah. It's a ruchay sroit, but al katanim, since it's not a keli, and it's not an oichel, so it's mukze. But the Gemara says, so what could be wrong with hazor? Tiltule bi almu, titche shabbos mishum pesach. In the Gemara Vaistois, this is a svara pshute. That means even though we have a whole sugya over here, if a shvus is nitche, if a shvus is nitche because of mitzvahs kolben pesach hatichas yavelas, but here the Gemara held for a davar poshut that the issa mukta zicha should be nitche mishum pesach. We have to understand why is it that way. The Rashi in Sukkah says, the Gemara asks the same kasha over there. The Gemara asks, till Tulei be'almahu, so one should be permitted to take a lulav on Shabbos. So there Rashi says, since the Issa Mukta is not Mishum Siog, so therefore one should be permitted to take a lulav on Shabbos. So, the Olchaner explains Rashi as follows. That something that's also also siyog mishum malach, so forget, so Chazal asked it, you're not permitted to do this because you might come and be nichshol in aveira. So memele, so there's a svara to say hamidu divrayim, and you're not allowed to be over the issa b'mokim mitzvah. Asha ein kein, tiltul mukta is not al siyog. Well, the Rambam says that the whole Indian is that it should look Shabbos-like, it should be metalto, just like the Dibura Yishol Shabbos, not the Dibura Yishol Chol, the Hiluch is not the same. So the Tiltal also should not be the same. So that was the Indian why they assailed the Tiltal Dvorim, which are not Kalim, are not Oichlim. So that is the Mechuvin. The Mamela Balatzerach Dvar Mitzvah, they sicher, min of Tahom Mechuvin is it should be more Shabbistic, Lutzerach Dvar Mitzvah, they were sicher Doiche that Issa. That's how the Ochlanel says Pshat Mrashi, so it could be that is Pshat Nagamor also. Since it's only an Issa Mukta Baalme, And this a mukte would zicha be nitcha l'tzeirich mitzvah, so why is hazo osa? He says, we know that Rabbi Lez himself said that hazo is osa. Why is it osa? Oma Rabbe, zeire shema yitleno v'yavireno arba ames v'shusarab. The Rabbi said, alta gzeire, he might come and carry it alat ames v'shusarab. So that's why they asked hazo. Correct the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ne'abre. What's the problem? Why did Rabbi Elazar asa hazor Shema Yavirenu, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, Marshirei Mitzvah Doichen as a Shabbos? So since Marshirei Mitzvah is Doichen Shabbos, so Memela, so the carrying it is also a Heksha Mitzvah. Just like one is permitted to carry a Sakin Lomo, so one should be permitted to carry mechatos lahazis also. Achshirei mitzvah zdoiches a Shabbat. So why did they ask for hazor? Because he might come and carry it. I feel he carries it as echnish gefele. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, Omri ani mili eiche de gavre gufi chalzi v'romi chiyuvi olay. The Gemara says, Amore de Columbus now. That Rabbi Lezer, that holds Machshirei Mitzvah Doiche Shabbat, that is Dafke, for example, by Mila. You have a Tinoik, that is Yitzchazi Lomel, so the Mitzvah Lomel as a Tinoik, the Zachiyev Lomel as a Tinoik, so Memele, since the Zachiyev Lomel as a Tinoik, so the Zachiyev Lomel is Doiche, Afilu Machshirei. Afilu Machshirei Mila is also, the Machshirei Mila, the Zachiyev, to Lomel includes the Machshirim and it's Doiche Shabbos. Hani mi leheche de gavre gufei chozi, v'romi chiyuvei alei. And there's a chiyuv to be mal. Avol hoche de gavre gufei loi chozi. But over here we have a person who's a tomei meis b'yoy mashvi. So he can't bring a korban Pesach in his itz to the kematzev. He's like Ozzy. Now what, if you'll be maz on him, then he'll become Ozzy. But the while he's not Ozzy. It's on this matzav, loy romi chiyuvei alei. So ba'asher u'shem in this matzav, he's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. So he's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach, there's no din tchiyev. The whole din tchiyya is if the zachiyya muta like a kafir the gavra to do this mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to do it. So then the din tchiyya that not only that the mitzvah is doiche, the machshirim to enable me to become the mitzvah is also doiche. But if now I'm not a gavra the chazi, so there's no chiyev bepoil on me. There's no chiyev bepoil, so then there's no heter, there's no din tchiyya. The mele then machshirim is not doiche. So Memela, so it's very good. So they asked Hazor, because he might come and carry the Mechatos. And if he does carry the Mechatos, it'll be Mechalos Shabbos. Because here, I feel according to Rabbi Lez, Machshirim are not Doiche, since he's not Korban Pesach in the Zitzadike Matzev, so he's not Mechuyev in this Matzev to bring a Korban Pesach. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Doichen as a Shabbos, afilu melochi gemurim b'mesach a Shabbos. The Gemara says, when is there dinei tchiyah heichet de gavre chozik? Ki goin lohovi izma lemila darche shusarabim shekvar hatinik roi lomoil. The tinik is roi lomoil. So then the halacha is that what? That, so there's a din tchiyah in your life, but the hechshemil is also doiche shabbat. Reiche de gavre loichozi ki goi nai tomei. This person, ba'asher u'shem is a tomei, loi romi chiyuvei le. There's no chiyuv on him, ba'asher u'shem, to bring a korban Pesach. Is vein eilu machshirei mitzvah. So this is not called machshirei mitzvah. Machshirei mitzvah is, if a person's a mitzvah, So then, machshirei mitzvah is doiche. But Basher Hushom is not a mitzvah, because in this matzah he's not mechuyev in a korban Pesach. So memele, there's no din of tchiyah. Omar Rabbis, Rabbis says, oh, this is a Moiradiki Yisod, that the Din Triye of Mashire Mitzvah, what's called the Din Triya Mitzvah Gufe, is only applicable when a person is in this Matzav Mechuyim to do the Mitzvah. But if you have to first put him into a Matzav that is Mechuyim, so Bashar Isham, there's no Dinei Triya. It's Omar Rabbe, Ledivre Rabbi Lezer, so according to Rabbi Lezer, cotton body, if you have a cotton, Yom HaShmini, Shabbat, and he's healthy, Mechamin lo yichamin lahavroisa. So on this cotton, there's a chiyuv to be mal. So for this cotton, one is permitted to be mechamin lo yichamin lahavroisa ulamoy lo b'shabbat. To wash him, to make him healthy, ulamoyloi b'shabbat. The chazi like cotton, because he's chazi famila. So therefore, you're permitted to cook up chamin. We'll see soon, Rab is very schwer, if he's a bori, so he doesn't need it, so why is mechamin loi chamin? But let's forget about that ore. But choyle, but this is the ikar chiddush of Rab. What if you have a cotton that is a choyle? Basher Hashem, he's not royle mila, he's too weak. No, if you'll give him a bath, so this will circulate the blood, etc., and will become royle. So here there's no din of machshir mila deiche, because the cotton basher Hashem is not chazi lemila. So if he's not chazi lemila, so there's no din chiyah. Cotton choyle, ain't mechamin loy chamin lahavroisoi ulamoyloi. Toholoi chazi loy. Because he's not chazi to be ma. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe asked on Rabbe, I don't understand your trend of thought. Ve'ibori hu, lomo loy chamin lahavroisoi. So why do you need chamin lahavroisoi? He's a bori already, why do you need chamin lahavroisoi? Fachsme de Dvar Shmuel wants to say that Rabbi held that even though Ba'asher Hashem is a bori, it could be the rechitza that you'll make before the mila will ensure that the mila should not put him into a sakana. That means that this is, now he's a bori Ba'asher Hashem, but perhaps the mila later could weaken him up, so the chamim that you'll be mechamim now in order to bathe him before the mila will ensure that bathing him now will ensure that after the mila he won't be in the stocking al yidei hamila, but that is only if basher Hashem is a bach yuva. I mean basher Hashem you could mala. But Kaponim Rav did not hold of that. He says, if he bori you, lo me lo chamin lav roisa. Elo omar Rav, so Rav is choylik am Rav. And if he does need it, so that's called he's a choylik. Or maybe that gufe. That means that filo, he needs it now for later, so he's also not roi lomo. You can't make a mila. Elo omar Rav, hakel choylim hein eitzel mila. Echad cotton bori ve echad cotton choyle. So Rav Tain is verkehrt. Since he needs this rechitze, either for before or for after, but the maise say he's not roi lomo. So memele, without a bear, he's not chosi lemele. Sein mechamin lechamin lav roi se lemele b'shabes. So there's no tinnik that one is permitted to be mechamin chamin before the mila, because without this rechitze, the cotton is not chazi lemila. The rechitze is enabling him to become chazi lemila. There are no dinei triyas in such an oifen. Only din triya is if mitzad atzma he's chazi lemila. Zot Rashi. Omar Rabbe ledivrei Rabbi Elezer de Omar. Kol heiche de gavri loy chazi, lekech yuvei alei. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Elezer, and that is why you're not allowed to make azor And Shabbos, Zeyre, Shemi, Yavirenu, and there's no Dintri, this is not, this does not go into the character of Machshirei Pesach, which is Zeyre Shabbos. So, Kotten, Bori, the Belav, Rechitze, Roy, Lomoyl, so the Meile, so then you're allowed to be Reiche. Mechamel, Lechamen, B'Shabbos, Koy, the Mila. Because that falls into the category of Machshirei Mila. You can't even start the mila. So then you're not allowed to be mechamen chamen. Rav said, for a bari you also need it, because he's also not chazi. And if you don't need it, so what's that to be mechamen? So Rav, if you say, Kos man shlo nirche zu bechamen. Ba filu le Rabbi Lezer, sorich li es loi, bechame chame me erev Shabbos. Afilu according to Rabbi Lezer, that machshire mila is doiche Shabbos, but since he's not chozi without the rechitze, so he's not called a bar chiyuve, so there are no dinei tchiyah. Zog Tosfos. Cotton Bori Mechamin Bahachozi. So this was the memra of Rabbi. Rabbi said a cotton Bori, since he's Chozi, you're permitted to be Mechamin. Because there's a chid, then it is Rami Chiyuvi Alay. A cotton Chayle, it's Loi Rami Chiyuvi Alay. So Taisves, Davke, Le Rabbi Eleza, Yeshchilik, Bein Chozi, Le Loi Chozi. Ishtik Teire. That if he's not chazi, there's no chiyev and there's no din chiyev, Rabbi Lezer holds like this. Aber Rabbi Kiva einay mechale klal. Rabbi Kiva does not differentiate between chazi and loy chazi. Kama b'masnisin hazot echiyach. Because he says in the Mishnah, hazot echiyach. He shlugged up Rabbi Lezer from hazot. Baksima, we have to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. I think Tosfos is saying a mouthful. Tosfos is being medame. That's what Rabbi Kiva is takashe from a shvus to a deraise of machshirei mila, which are doiche Shabbos. Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Kiva, machshirei mila would be doiche Shabbos even though even by a kot mechoil. And Tosfos saw this in Rabbi Kiva's Kasha and Rabbi Lezer. Bach's Mepshat in Tosfos is Azoi. Rabbi Lezer held that Hazor is not Toiche Shabbos. For he forgot about it, Rabbi Kiva reminded him. And the Gemara said that, why is Hazor not Toiche Shabbos? Al Tzagzeire, Agzeire Shem Yeverenu Dalobam is Bishusara. More as the kashin, it'll be mother, this is gefeloch, it's doiche Shabbat. But the Gemara says, it's not doiche Shabbat, because he's a gavra that the love of a yubit, so it's not doiche Shabbat. So the Gemara is speaking about the melacha de reisa of carrying. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to carry, according to Rabbi Eleza, by a tomei, because he's a love of a yubit. But let us try to understand another nekuda. Rabbi Lezer, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim at Chatichas Yeveles is Doiche Shabbos. So Tosfos had explained before that Samachesim at Beis, that according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't need a Kalmachoyim, you don't need any lumbers. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's Nichala after Kare Yeveles, because Machshirei Mila is Doiche Shabbos. Machshirei Mila is Doiche Shabbos, Machshirei Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't need this whole Shakla Vitayah. The whole Shakla Vitaya was Alibe de Rabon. So Alibe de Rabonon, that means, according to you, you hold Machshirim is not Teiche. But Rabbi Lezer said, but if you're allowed to do a Moloche V'Yiraisa because of a Krovos HaPesach, you're not allowed to do a de Rabon. So Rabbi Lezer held, Afilu you hold Machshirim is not Teiche, but a de Rabon you should be allowed to do. That is the Shakla Vitaya between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. If you hold machshirim is not toiche, afal pikein, are you allowed to do, the yamidu divrein, the rabbonon were not machmer, if their issa would be ma'akev shchitas ha-pesach. So l'chayra, let us understand Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds here, machshirim is not toiche. Machshirim is not toiche by a tomei, machshirim is not toiche. Hazo is also midarabono. Hazo is also midarabono. Why is also midarabono? Zeire, shamiyaviren, fine. But why isn't, just like he tainted to the rabono, that even though your old machshirim is not toiche, but chatiches yevela should be muta. Even though it's a darabona, machshim lapote, the rice is muta, not even it's a darabona is muta. So Memeila, why didn't he listen to his own stiktere? So why according to him is azo osa? Take machshirin is osa over here. But why isn't azo muta? It's a darabona. If you're allowed to do a malocha, the rice be mokim shchidus ha-pesa, should be allowed to do a darabona. Why he tied it on chum? Why didn't he tied it at himself? Now, that's the mere dekash of Einzach Nishton. Why not? Because Rabbi Lezer made a Kalvachayma. Rabbi Lezer's Kalvachayma was as follows. Ma'im shchite shimishim moloche doiches ha-shabbos. Eilu shimishim shvus lo yitwas ha-shabbos. That means that if you have a mitzvah that's bekoyach litchoys a moloche deyereise, you're not a shchite because of this mitzvah, so vada givis, this mitzvah should be doiche and yisod rabbonon. That was the yisod of Rabbi Elazar. But this yisod is only if you have a mitzvah that could be doiche adiraisa. If you have a person that is tamei, this person, there's no mitzvah on him. There's no mitzvah on him to shechta kolben Pesach, because he can't shechta kolben Pesach. He's a tamei. He's leichazi. He doesn't have a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah that can be doiche a meloche d'yereise. So memeile, if it can be doiche a d'yereise, so it can be doiche a d'rabonon either. His old taina was, and yeva, ish toyer, that his mitzvah, he's mechuyev to shech the kolben peisa. And his chiyev could be matar a meloche d'yereise, so his chiyev could zikha be matar a shmuz d'rabonon. But a person who's not a Baal Chiyuve, so there's no Chiyuve on him. He doesn't have any Koyach HaTchiyah. So if he doesn't have a Koyach HaTchiyah, so you're not matter to the Rabbonan either. Kozman is not a Baal Chiyuve, where there's no Din HaTchiyah, just like Machshirim HaNatoyche. So there's no Din Chiyuv. There's no Din Chiyuv. So Mamele is also with the Rabbonan also. So that is why Rabbi Lezer L'Shitosai held that the Rabbonan, the Rabbonon, the Issa the Rabbonon of Azor, that was Rabbi Kiva's Kashit. Rabbi Kiva said, look, you're tining that the Rabbonon Zamuta, you yourself said, Azor is also. So the Emerson, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Kashif Einzach Nishton. Azor is also because this person is a lot Baal Chiyuve. He's not Mechuyev to bring a Kolben Pesach now, so there's no Din Tri. That's why the Rabbonon is also. So now let us try to understand the was fragt am Rabbi Kivis. What's Rabbi Kivis kashe? So Rabbi Kivis fragt doch gar nicht. Rabbi Kivis says, Hazor teichiyach. What's that Hazor teichiyach? We just explained it. Hazor is taka also, because there's no chiyu on him to bring a kolben Pesach now. So there's no koyach atchiyah, so Hazor is also. Chatiches Yevalto, he should be his mutter, because this person is mutter, you have to bring a cold base. So what is Pshat Rabbi Kiva's kasha? Zuktach Toisves, if Rabbi Kiva asked this kasha, so Rabbi Kiva didn't hold up this whole shtick teure, that if he's a tomei, he's called a lav bach yuva. This is the hamurdike shtick teure, that Rabbi Lezer said. So Rabbi Kiva held a tomei is also bach yuva. He's tomei, so let him make himself teure. A tomei is also a Baal Chiyuv. We'll see later in the sugya that this zicha asvora like that, and a tomei is called a Baal Chiyuv. So memele, Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, Rabbi Kiva held that a tomei is a Baal Chiyuv. He didn't hold the shtik teire. So memele zogt doch teisves. So memele, so he is a Baal Chiyuv. So why is hazor also? That was his kasha, hazor teichiyah. We'll come back to Rabbi Kiva in 1 minute. But Al Kaponim, that's what Taisvah says. So Taisvah says, if Rabbi Kiva, from Rabbi Kiva's Kasha, we see he doesn't hold the Shtik Torah of Rabbi Lezer, or else the Kasha finds Nishtam. So according to Rabbi Kiva, if you'll have a Tinik Chayle,
In Shabbos, you'll see halata be mechame mechame. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that Tinekai was also called a Baruch Yuga. That is the Ivri in Taisvah. Taisvah says that Aber Rabbi Kiva ain't in Mechal, Bavkel Rabbi Leza yesh chilek ben chazi lo loy chazi. And that Tinek cotton, you're not allowed, a cotton chayle, you're not allowed to be Mechal Mechal. Aber Rabbi Kiva ain't in Mechal a klal. So if he would also the Kabbalah's kasha finds of nishtof. So now let us go one more step further. So if Rabbi Kiva holds that there are dinei chiyah, that he's called a Baal Chiyuvah, there's dinei chiyah. So let us understand, so why is Taka Azor also mit Rabbonah? The Gemara didn't understand why Azor is also according to Rabbi Elazar. Why is Azor also? So the only reason the Gemara understood that Hazor should be also because he's not allowed to be Mavad Al Damas. Because he's not a Baal Chiyuva. Machshir Emile is not Doiche for a person who's allowed Baal Chiyuva. That was the whole teretz according to Rabbi Elazar. Now, if Rabbi Kiva holds that he's also considered a Baal Chiyuva, so why is Hazor Taki also? How did Rabbi Kiva understand that Hazor is also? Rabbi Kiva asked him, Rabbi Elazar, you're upgeflecked from Hazor. You yourself said Hazor is also, so your Kavuchim is upgeflecked. How did Rabbi Kiva understand Rabbi Elazar? If Rabbi Kiva held that he's always called a Baal Chiyuva, and there's always Dinei Tchiyah, so why is Hazor Taki also? Why is Hazor Taki also? There's no reason to answer it. So that is what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says a different time by Hazor Zosa. Hazor Zosa, Rashi says, it's Nirik in Misakin Gavra. Nirik, that's what Rashi says, it's Nirik in Misakin Gavra. That's why Hazor Zosa. So that's why Rashi said this in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Kiva. That's how Rabbi Kiva understood. So now we understand. So Fakir, so Rabbi Kiva wanted to prove to Rabbi Elazar, the whole I hold is always the Netriya. A person who's tome is also called a Baal Chiyuva. There's dinei tchiyah. And from deswegen Hazor is also. I heard from you that Hazor is also. Now why is Hazor also? Hazor is also mida rabbonon. Hazor is also mida rabbonon. Nirik im esakim gavre. I wish you kal v'choyme. If it's toich adereisev, it's bekoich litchois adereisev, v'shchit is mutter, so that the rabbonon should also be mutter. So we see your trend of thought is wrong. So Rabbi Kiva l'shitose, that's how Rabbi Kiva understood. Rabbi Kiva understood that Hazor is also als nirike misaken gavre. It's as a shvus der Rabbonon. Just like Chatir Hesevela is also als mit der Rabbonon it's a goizis. It's a Rabbonon deki goizis. So this is also als nirike misaken gavre. That's why it's also. Nistaini to Rabbi Elazar, you see you're not consistent. You yourself hold that Azor is also, and it's only other Rabbonim. V'afal Pikein, even though he's considered a Baal Chiyuva, the Ardinei Tchiyah. For that's when you see other Rabbonim is not the way you said that other Rabbonim is killed from other Isaac. Okay? The Shrit in the Torah was Matir, but the Rabbonim is Hamidu Devraya. The Rabbonans are also. That's the Chmir, that's what Taisvis is saying. Loishna cholosh, v'loishna bori, the next Taisvis, ein mechamin loichamin. So, what did Rava say? So, according to Rabbi Elazar, If every cotton is considered a lav bar chiyuva, because maisa you can't make the bris without rechitza, so it's a lav bar chiyuva. Chiyoma Rabbi Elazar, so nafak tachtaisus amuyim dekekashe. So if every cotton is a lav bar chiyuva, there's no dinei tchiyah. So what's shab chiyoma Rabbi Elazar the machshir emile doche Shabbos? How can Mechshir Mil Bidach HaShabbos? The Tinnik is alav Baal Chiyuva. Hanimila Heiche Shehuch Mechame Me'erev Shabbos Tachofit. So speaking about that already they cooked water before Shabbos. Cooked water before Shabbos and Me'ele, so now he's Chozi. So then you can go, then Mechshir Emile is Doiche. Dvar Shmuel here asks a more difficult question. Chayre, he says as follows. Chayre, what helped me that they cook the water? But the kid, the vial, is like Chazi. The vial, Basher, Hashem, he's still a chayle. And this kid, zich, I have hot water on the flame, on the blech, and I have hot water. Good. So when you give him a bath, so then he's roi to be nimble. So then he's a bar chiyuve. So then after the bath, then he's mechuyev mitzvahs mila. Then you can do all your mitzvahs. You can carry a sakim b'shusarav. You can make a sakim. Now he became a bar chiyuve after the mila. After the rechitze. But before the rechitze, tainetar vos geit mila. That you have hot water. Very good, you have hot water. But Bashel Hushom is still not Roy Lomel. You have to give him a bath. The hot water doesn't make him Roy Lomel. The bath makes him Roy Lomel. Bashel Hushom, you can't be Malim. And Bashel Hushom is not Machuyev and Mila. So what's that Menzogin? That Menzogin Alumdis. No, that since you have the hot water with which to give him the bath, so it's cooled already. He's called the Baal Chiyuv already, since you have the hot water. Even though it's Mechusa Maise. So we'll say that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Let's learn the Gemara a little further, and we'll see this is not so poshut. But Al Kaponim, it's a Meredike Chiddush in Tosfos. Tosfos says that when you have hot water, even though he didn't take the bath already, the Tinnik is considered a Baal Chiyuv. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eis ve Abaye, Abaye es da kashe an Rabbe. Rabbe zed am moire dike shtik teure. An a Tomei is called a lav bar chiyuve. A Tomei is called a lav bar chiyuve. Even though he could be machdus himself, he could make himself a bar chiyuve, but Basher Hashem is considered a lav bar chiyuve. So he says, we learned, Orel Shalaymo, what if you have an Oreo that was not mal himself? And he didn't bring a Korban Pesach, Onish Koras Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar himself said that this Oreo is Chayiv Koras for not bringing a Korban Pesach. Frekt Abaya Kasha zu Rabbe, Vahoche, the Gavri Gufi, Leichozi, how could this person be Chayiv Koras? The whole Din Koras by a Korban Pesach is a person who's Mechuyev to bring a Korban Pesach. And he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. So look, he's Chayiv Koras. But if a person is not Mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach, he says, Allah Ba'chiyuv, he's not Mechuyev. Masher Hushom, he's not Mechuyev to bring a Korban Pesach. He can't bring a Korban Pesach, now he's an Oreo. Vahochid the Gavri Gufi Loichozi Uktoni Onosh Kores, and he's still Chayiv Kores. Alme, so you see, your whole shtick Toyres Nitoiska Home. Alme Romi Chiyuvi Alei, so you see that a fellow out Ozel, he's considered a Bar Chiyuvi, and if he didn't bring a Korban Pesach, he's Chayiv Kores. So now we're back to the old Kasha, so if he's considered a Bar Chiyuvi, so why isn't Machshirei Pesach Doiche Shabbos, so why aren't you allowed to be Mavel, the Mechatos, the Aladamas, Beshus Harab? That was Abaye's kasha. So Abaye proved from this mind of Rabbi Lezer alone that an oral is considered a bar chiyuve. Romi chiyuve yalei. Eis ve Abaye oral zakrashi godol shaloimo erav Pesach. Onish kores. So there's an onish kores. Why? Bishvil shahoye roi lisokein mivob shoitz. He could have been misakin himself, misman de shchitas ha-pesach ol ha-mailo, v'loi niskan. He could have brought a Korban Pesach, and he didn't do it. So memele is chayiv kores. Zutrashi v'loi domi l'tome v'shohoye b'derech l'choike. Fektachashi. So what is this different than a tome in derech l'choike? Zutrashi she'en yechoylo l'sakin v'oison shei shoyz. What should a tome do? A tome, well, what should a tome do? It's the sixth hour already. Chayyim are talking about a tome that it's not Yom HaShvi. We'll see later. A tome that's not Yom HaShvi. So a tome that's not Yom HaShvi. What should he do? He can't do anything. So the Mele, so he's not Chayyim Kos. A Derech HaChoyk also, it's the sixth hour, he can't do anything. What can he do now? He's a Derech HaChoyk. So therefore, he's not Chayiv Koras.
And now, I just want to say one nekuda before we go further. Dachsach mea, lahaloche, what's at Chayiv Koras? Lahaloche, a person does not bring a Pesach Rishon, b'meizid, he brings a Pesach Sheni, so he's not Chayiv Koras. So what is this case of an oral that's Chayiv Koras? So Kochach, he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. So L'chayr, if he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni, so Atomim Derech Achayko also was Chayiv Koras, he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. So L'maise, the Rambam says, well, let's go into the Rambam, let's say what the Ravid says, and that's what Rashi holds like the Ravid. There's a big machlekes tanoim later, but the Laloche, the Ravid paskins as follows. If a person was amazed by Pesach Rishon, and he was a shoygik by Pesach Sheni, he couldn't bring a Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Koras. Was amazed by Pesach Rishon. If a person was a Tomei or a Derech Rechoike by Pesach Rishon, and he was a Shoigig by Pesach Sheni, he's not Chayiv Koras. So L'chayra Dachsma, that's what we're speaking about over here. We're speaking about Anish Koras, L'chayra, we're speaking about a Pesach Sheni, he was a Shoigig or an Oynis. So an Ozel, since he was amazed by Pesach Rishon, he's Chayiv Koras. Tomei Derech Rechoike is not Chayiv Koras. Because it was a Tomei Derech Rechoike. So Rashi says, what's the mile of a Tomei Derech Rechoike? They couldn't do anything. They were not a Pesach Rishon. They couldn't do anything. So Tach Rashi Umikam Mehochi. What do you mean they couldn't do anything? Let's speak about the Derech Rechoike Al Kaponim. He's a Derech Rechoike. Good morning. Why didn't he wake up before Chatzos? He should have taken a Kankot a week ago, says he would have got there in time. Whatever it is, why? Well, Mikam Yochi. So Trashi Leiromi Chiyuva Alayu. He's not Mechuyev. And this is Amor de Kirashi. This is a Machloikis. We mentioned that Daf Gimel Amid Beis. This is a Machloikis, the Tzlach, and the Minchas Chinuch. The Tzlach time is, it says Pshat and Taisvis, that a person who lives in Chutz Loretz, so he says, he's not chayiv if you're not chayiv to be oyle regel, there's no chayiv to be oyle regel, he has no problem about a korban Pesach. Why not? So he says, because, till chatzois, you're not mechuyiv. And it comes chatzois, he's a derech rechoike. So that's what the tzlach says. So a person who lives in chutz loretz, he's potter to bring a korban Pesach. Unless there was a chayiv to be oyle regel. So then he had to be there outside the regal, but there's no chiyuv by the regal as Pesach, he's potter. He's a derech rechoike. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand this at all. Minchas Chinuch said, so he says, if you go with this sense of logic, he says, so Reif Klal Yisrael was potter from the Korban Pesach. A derech rechoike of Yechutz L'Rushalayim, so that's whatever the shiur was, so that's called derech rechoike. So Reif Eretz Yisrael, before Shoshishis, you're not mechuyev to think about it. Once a kumsha shishis, I'm a derech rechoike. So it's not oila ala dasi times. He says, what's different than all other mitzvahs? A person needs a lulav yom tov rishon shel sukkis, I'll say. No, before sukkis, it's not sukkis yet. And the sukkum sukkis, no, it's yom tov achtal mishkaif, and was al achtal. He says, pot, he says, where do you see such a thing? So he was very sharp on the tzlach. Until he comes to this Rashi, Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah, this Rashi of Pesavai stays there, Shtak V'Detzlach. Rashi says, now, Shoshishis, we can't do anything. Umikam Mehochi, Leiram Yichiyuvi, Elayi, that Mechuyi. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that he says as follows, it's no Rai from this Rashi. He says, Rashi is speaking about the Chi of Koras. Achiyev Koras, that is true. Before Pesach, there's no Chiyev to bring a Korban Pesach. Before Pesach. When it comes Pesach, it's a Derech Rechoike. So to be Chiyev Koras, the Chiyev Koras for not bringing a Korban Pesach is only if the Bizman Achiyev you could have brought. If Bizman Achiyev I couldn't bring, so I'm not Chiyev Koras. I could have before be mesaviv that I could bring, you're not chayiv koras, the chayiv koras, he says, that we see in this Rashi. We see in this Rashi that the chayiv koras is only if bizman
Hachiyu, he could have brought a korban, he didn't bring a korban, then he's chayiv kolos. But he says, but to say lechatchila, one is permitted to do this, the tzlach went a step further. The tzlach said that there's no reason whatsoever to budge an inch before sheishoyis, because it's not the zman chiyuv, that he disagrees with the tzlach, and he holds he's zichem b'chuyiv to do it. But Rashi speaking about the chiyuv kolos. Almet, zegt Rashi. Let's get back to an oral. An oral, since he could be mal himself, Alme, af al gav de loy chozi, even though he's not chozi, romi mitzvah olei, heche beefshel miskin. So you see, it's called romi mitzvah olei, it's called a bar chiyuve, since it's possible to be misakin himself. So you see, your whole shtick teure is falsh. That he is called a Baal Chiyuvah. Since he's called a Baal Chiyuvah, he's Chayv Kores. Azonami titchi Shabbos. The mitzvah rom yolei lesokin lekach. There's a mitzvah in Fakal, he should be misakin himself. Before we go further, so I had a shtickel ha'ore on this rash. The Gemara is asking a kashe on Rabbe from Milan. He says, according to your trend of thought, a person who is unable in this matzev to bring a korban pesach is a lav bar chiyuvah. So why is an oral chayiv kolos? Nam a lav bar chiyuvah. So opgefregt, so lechoire, what is the difference between a tinnik that has hot water but he wasn't washed yet, in an oral that has a moil? That means, if we say pshat and Taisvah says, a tinnik, when there's hot water cooked, is called a bar chiyuvah. Why? You can't make a bris yet. So you want to say, then Taisvah state a chiddush, but you have hot water. You have hot water, so memela, so you could wash him. He's already called a bar chiyuvah. So if you have hot water, so the tinnik is called a bar chiyuvah, fill it before you wash him. So if you have a moil, so this oil is also called a bar chiyuvah before he was mal himself. What's the kasha? What is the kasha on Rabbi? What is the kasha on Rabbi? And Demison Bayazor is also shver. You have the mechatos here, so he should also be considered a bar chiyuvah. So lechere weiss tachais, you don't go with this. Everything is a mechusa maise. So if it's a mechusa maise, a bekozman, but Kozman you weren't Malim, Kozman you weren't Mazim, Basher Yisham is not a Baal Chiyuvah. So Lechayra Sedan is very stark, Shver, the Dvar Shmuz, Kasha, and Teisvis. So Kozman you didn't wash him, he's a lot Baal Chiyuvah, because by his state of health at the present time, he's not Roy to be Mal. V'i Kasha. Fakt Rashi jetzt der neue Kasche. Oh, de kein Malon, ha peirisch min la orle, ke peirisch min a kebel, bezeuch, ha so schlisch je schwie, des weiterer Mischne. That after Mila, you need ha so schlisch je schwie. So me meile, fakt der Rashi, so it's not so difficult to understand. And all was tak a lab bach yuda, a fila he be mal himself. He needs that he can't bring a korban Pesach, because he's a tome. He needs a zor shlishi yeshvi, v'afilu molay neroi. So Rashi says, that's no kasha. Hotminin lahu ba'oru nochish nizgaya b'perik ha'isha. That's tafke by a goy, that was megayir himself, they said he needed a zor. There, that's where the svore is, since als goy he was metamal amesim. So the maise is, even though the tume, he didn't become tume, cause man he was a goy, but Al Kaponim, since he was Matamil Amesim, so you shouldn't think, this guy who now became a girl, should not think that even though you're Matamil Amesim, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. So they said that he needs Hazor Shlishi Yashvi. So that's being about a Goish and his Gaia. So Mamela, the din Hazor Shlishi Yashvi is not by a Goy, but a Yid that's Mal himself, there's no necessity to bring Hazor, to Hazor Shlishi Yashvi. He's Roy Miyad. He's roi miyad to bring a korban pesach, so he's called a gavre dechozi. Omar Rabbi.
So now Rabbi has to defend himself. So we see that Rabbi Elazar himself holds that an oral is considered a Baal Chiyuve, even though before he was Mal himself. So we're back to the old Kashe, so therefore a Tomei should be considered a Baal Chiyuve, even though before they made Azor. Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said now a very complicated terence. The first Rabbi gives a few Agdamas. Agdama number one. Kosova Rabbi Elezer ein Shoichtin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. We'll see there's a whole Shaila later. If a person is a Tomei Sheretz. A Tomei Sheretz means that he touched a Sheretz Erev Pesach. He is Bekoyach to be Royal Pesach, he could table himself, and then will be a Tvuyayim, and then at night will be able to eat the Pesach. The Shaila is, but now he didn't table himself, now he's a Tomei. So there's a Machloikis, the Gemara Vaita, if a Tomei Sheretz, if Sheikhtin Bezerkin al Tomei Sheretz. So we'll see number one. So Rabbi says, Yisayid number one, Rabbi Elazar holds ein shoichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. If a person devours a tomei sheretz by asher hushom, even though he'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll give a written guarantee. Rabbi say, listen, I'm going to go to the mikveh right after now. Chaparayim, one shecht a kol b'Pesach. Ein shoichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. No, Rabbi, you are now tomei. We will not shecht a kol b'Pesach for you. Yisayin number one. Yesod number two, v'chol she'ilu b'yachid nitche b'tzibor ovdi b'tum. Yesod number two is, whenever a yachid in this matzav cannot bring a korban Pesach, so if you have a tzibor in this matzav, so we have ish nitche v'ein tzibor can bring a korban in a matzav that a yachid is nitche l'pesach she'in. So let's just understand what we just said now. So if we say ein shoichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz, so that means a person who touched a sheretz, he can go to the mikveh, but he didn't go to the mikveh. He comes to he wants to be makriv a korban Pesach. So we tell him, Rav Yi, kol zman you're in this matzav, we will not be shoichet a korban Pesach for you. You're tomei, we won't shoichet a korban Pesach for you. So what's with me? Well, if you won't go to the mikveh, you bring a Pesach Sheni. In Shoichten, Vizorken, Al Tomei Sheretz means that he has a Din Tomei now. We will not shecht for him. So you are Tomei, you bring a Pesach Sheni. Right? So this person will bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, if this person will bring a Pesach Sheni, so we say whenever a Yochid is Nitche Le Pesach Sheni, a Tzibur brings. And Pratiba brings Pesach Ish and Betur. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. Now we'll have the Tzibur, Reva Klal Yisrael touched the Sheretz Eretz Pesach. They didn't go to the Mikveh. They could go to the Mikveh, but they didn't go to the Mikveh. Now they come and they say, we are now Tomei. Can we bring a Pesach Betume? So we have a Klal, yes. Rabbi, you could bring a Pesach Betume. Could be a Pesach Betume, because wherever a Yochid is Nitche, so a Tzibur brings Betume. A Yochid that did not tevel himself, he's Nitche mi Pesach Rishon. He brings a Pesach Sheni. So you, that you're a Tzibur, so you can bring Betume. So Shteitach Tabal Amuyim Tekechidish, that the Tzibur could bring Betume, even though you can tell them, Rabbi, say, go to the mikveh, and then no. Not mechuyev to go to the mikveh. We're going to bring a Pesach Betume. That's the halach. So that's the second halach. So if we say, that's where we're building up a big. Number one, Rabbi Elazar and Sheikh and Besorkin al Tomei Sheretz. So a Tomei Sheretz, the Baal, if he won't do anything, he's nitche le Pesach Shein. Yisai number two, v'chol she'ilu b'yachid nitche, whenever a yachid is nitche, b'tzibo of the Betume. So a tzibur can do betumah. So now we know amuim de kechidish that the tzibur who are tmei meisim, and tmei sheretz,
Tzibur that's a Tomei Sheretz does not have to be toivu themselves, they're permitted l'chatchila to bring a Pesach Ish in Betuv. Yisrael number three is as follows. V'chol milse de'ise b'tzibo, ise b'yochid. Whatever halacha is applicable for a tzibo, is applicable for a yochid. V'chol milse de'lese b'tzibo, lese b'yochid. What is not applicable by a tzibo is not applicable by a yochid. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. That means, let's go, so now, a yochid in his din is not different than a tzibo in their din. Which means as follows. Which means, just like a tzibur in their din, them permitded to bring a korban Pesach betume, even though if they wanted to, they could go to the mikveh, they could avoid this whole esek, but no, they're mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. They're permitted to bring a korban Pesach betume. We don't look at the mechuyev. They could have tabled themselves. No. They're permitted to bring a korban Pesach betumah. They're called a bal chiyuvin. They bring betumah. So memela, if a tzibur is considered a bal chiyuvin and can bring a korban Pesach betumah, even though they could table themselves, a yochid is an opposite. A yochid is pshat is a yochid that a tomei is nitche mi Pesach Rishon. So the Shaila is this person considered a nitche? You could table yourself. So we say, whatever halachas apply by a tzibur, just like a tzibur has a shame tomen, it's called that the tzibur brings betume, even though they could be mitai themselves. So a yochid has a shame tome, even though he could be mitai himself, I'm called a tome. And a tummy is potter from Pesach Rishi. I'll bring a Pesach Sheni. That means just like they're potter to be mitar themselves, and they can bring a Pesach Betume, so I'm called a tummy that's potter me Pesach Rishi. If I'll table myself, that's a new story. But before I table myself, so I'm a tummy. Just like they're called a tummy and they can bring a Betume, I'm also called a tummy. That's potter from a Pesach Rishi. So Memele. So let us see the first halacha Rabbi Lezer said. Rabbi Lezer said that a tomei meis is not called a bal chiyuvin. So Rabbi says it's 100% true. He's not called a bal chiyuvin because he's a tomei now. That what he has ages to make himself ois tomei, that's lanal lemeirid. He's considered now, just like the tzibur is considered a tomei, and they're permitted to bring betume, so he's considered a tomei that's nitcha lepesach sheni. And so it's called a lav b'chiyuve. I'm a tomei. So that what Rabbi Lezer said before is correct. What would be if the whole tzibur would be a reila? The whole tzibur would be a reila. There's no, the whole din that a tzibur brings a cold pace of dafki betuna. By all this, there's no such din. We don't have any coolers by all this. So what would the din be if the tzibur would be a reila? So we go over to the tzibur, tell them Rabbi Yisrael, Shulbiksech, you're all a reila, there's an eitz, be mal yourself. So memele, so then the din would be, we tell them all, we're a reila, and they say, what can we do? We can't bring a tzibur, doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, what do we do? So we tell you, know what you do, you mal yourself, that's what you do. So by all this, we'll tell the tzibur, you're not called a lav b'chiyuve, mal yourself. So a yochid is also like that. So a yochid, we also tell him, mal yourself. So memela, this was Rabbe's ilu yishetera. So Rabbe said like this. What I said before is gerecht. A tomei is considered a lav bal chiyuve. That what he is an eitzah, to make himself a bal chiyuve, that's goldish. We don't look at that eitzah. A raya from tzibur. Just like the tzibur is considered bo betume, you don't look at that eitz ayochid, it's also called that he's a tomei in the look. So he's called a lav b'chiyuve. So my shtiktei, I said before, is 100% right. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Hazor is not a cheshabes because he's a lav b'chiyuve, and there's a gzeira. Again, it's nice. He's considered a lav b'chiyuve. Ma she'en kein. Ma she'en kein by ole. An ole is mechuyev to be mal himself, okay? Atziba is mechuyim to be mal themselves. Yochid is mechuyim to be mal themselves. So, and all talk about chiyuvah. So what was your kasha? Your kasha was, Abu Lezer said that an oval that didn't bring a korban Pesach is chayav kost. 100% right. Because an oval is mechuyim to be mal himself. He's talking about chiyuvah. Atome is not mechuyim to be mal himself. He can take it easy. He's not mechuyim to be mal himself. To be tevil himself. He's not mechuyim to be tevil. So if he's not mechuyim to be tevil himself, he is not a bar chiyuvah. So my mail is, so my shtick fair is gerecht. An oral is a bar chiyuvah, and an tome is not a bar chiyuvah.
Now let us see further the Loshna Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. So kol milse de isa b'tzibo, isa b'yochid. V'chol milse de lesa b'tzibo, lesa b'yochid. Ah, reilis. Now he speaks out. The kulei tzibo, ah, reilim, nino. What would be if the whole tzibo, ah, reilim, amrinin lohu? So you know what we tell them? Rabbi Isai, kumu mehulu nafshaychit. We tell them, Rabbi Isai, it's Erev Pesach, bimal yourself, avidu pischit. And make a korban Pesach. They won't say, mabnishka neitze, the same ala neitze. Is yochid nami, amrin leikum, mohil va'ovid pischa. We tell him, Rabbi, be mal yourself. V'iloi mohil va'ovid, and what, if v'iloi mohil va'ovid pischa, he did not mal himself, he did not make a korban Pesach, onish koras, he's taka chayev kos. You were mechuyiv to do, you don't have an neitze, the bishnishka nebach. Be mal yourself. You're mechuyiv to bring a korban Pesach. How do you do it? Mal yourself. Abotume di kulot, kulei tziburet meyem ninu, loy madinon alayu, bot by tume. If the whole tzibur is tome, loy madinon alayu. They're not mechuyiv to be mazer themselves. Ala of di betume. So it is considered a Pesach habo betume, even though there's an eitzet to make ois tume. Is yochid nami potel. So a yochid who is a tome and could be toivel himself, we don't say you are bar chiyuvah. You are considered a tome. So a tome is nitchel a Pesach sheni, but in Pesach ishin you want mechuyiv. You are a tome. Basher, here you look basher usham is a tome. A tome is called a tome be Pesach ishin. So it's called a tome be Pesach ishin. A lav bar chiyuvah. And therefore Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no din tchiyah of machshir. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'chol shebi yochid nitche. V'hochi pirushin. Hainu taime de Rabbi Lezer. The time of Rabbi Lezer is the loiromye chiyuve de Pesach atome meis b'shviishlo. That what we said before is 100% right. Atome meis is not mechuyu. Hoyol v'loi chozi. He's not chozi. He can't bring it in a basher usham. He's not chozi to bring. An oral is mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. Va'afagav the loichozi. Ah, he's also loichozi. Umishum the loidamye mitzvahs azol a mitzvahs mila. It's not similar. Mitzvahs azol a mitzvahs mila. The mitzvahs azol k'day la'aseis Pesach loiromye yatzibo. They're not mechuyev to be mazda themselves. Sherei mutorim lasis betume. They're permitted to bring it betume. Afal pisha yochoilim letoyo. Even though they could bring it betare, then I'm a chuyin. They can say, we're a tzibur tome, and the Pesach is bo betume. Because of Rabbi Lezer, how did Rabbi Lezer figure this one out? He holds as follows. Ein shoich de bezoik no yochit tome sheret shalei tovel. That one is permitted. We don't shech the korban Pesach. Al yochid tami sheret shaloi tov. We didn't tell himself he will not shech the korban Pesach. Va'avol pi shaloi le'erev ayid. He's still passable to eat the korban Pesach. At night he can go to the mikveh after the shechita. No. Ein shech the mizrkim. V'chein al tami mei shechal shvi shaloi liyesber ev Pesach. Shaloi nami le'erev. It's also ein shech the mizrkim. Basher Husham is a lav bar chiyuve. The Tomei Sheretz, no, Katwari Chapel, Shocha Tomei Sheretz, really, we're speaking about a Tomei Meis B'yem Shvi. Shem the Bluk Tega Bayu Bepek Ishe, so it, yeah, Slashi mentions Tomei Sheretz, but Tomei Meis B'yem Shvi is the same thing. So let's go for it. Rabbi Akiva in the Pasuk, Varein Sheichtem Bezorken Ala Yochid. Since Rabbi Elazar holds Varein Sheichtem Bezorken Ala Yochid, Elo Vat Nitcha L'Sheini, Sa'ar Kochach Tzibur Oysen Betumim Yirtzum. If he's Nitcha L'Sheini, so the Tzibur is Oysen Betumim, because we have a Klal B'chol Shebi Yochid Nitcha Tzibur Oysen Betumim. Perceive Ish, it says Ish Nitche Vein Tzibur Nitche. Amen. So what do we see from here? Leiramye Mitzves Azor de Pesach Atzibur. So you see this no chiyav of Azor de Pesach Atzibur. Umilse de lesse betzibur, lesse beyochid. So memela a chiyav that is non-existent by a tzibur is non-existent on a yochid. The mitzvah Pesach Yachad L'chol Yisrael Nemo. There's no Yotzi min HaKlal. A tzibur with its din, even a yochid with its din, but we have one standard halacha. So if we say the tzibur is considered tmeim, even though they can make themselves ois tmeim, it's considered a tmeim and it's barber tume, so a mele, so this yochid is considered a tume also, even though it can make himself ois tume. Ois tume. Avol areiles to loy nitreitzel tzibo. Areiles loy nitreitzel tzibo. Loy hutru laseis Pesach areilem. The tzibo is not permitted to bring a korban Pesach ba'ogo. Ve'ilu kulu tzibo areilem. What would be if the whole tzibo would be areilem? Omrin in lohu. So we tell the tzibo, Rabbi Yisai, kumu mehulu. We tell them, listen, bimal yourself. Yochid nami amrin in leibach. Yochid nami amrin in leibachel. Kum mahal. So Yochid, we tell him, mal yourself. Ba'azod et tzibol amrin in lo kum mahazu. Ba'azod et tzibol de loy amrin in lo. We don't tell them kum mahazu. Yochid nami lo ram yechoy vi alav ila hazay. So he's also not mechoyim. Bekimen de loy ram yelay. So he's not mechoyim. Es lo nitne Shabbos litchoyz atzlov. So that is the Teretz of Rabbi. So Rabbi said that in Yesod, we're back with the old Teretz I said, but there's a difference between Tume and Arelis. Tume is considered a Lav Bar Chiyuve, and Arelis is considered a Bar Chiyuve. Now there's a very interesting diuk in Rashi, which the Marsha asks. Rashi, when Rashi differentiates between Alis and Tumet, Rashi says like this, Ve'ilu kulu tzibur areilem amrinin lohu kumu mehulu, Yachid nami amrinin lei b'choil kum mehul. So we tell him b'choil kum mehul. Frek the Marsha, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer now. Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshirei Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. So why did Rashi stick in b'choil? B'Shabbos you'll also tell him, Kumu Mahoil. He's a Baal Chiyuvah. The whole Shtik Teira was a Tommy's not a Baal Chiyuvah. But a Nogel is a Baal Chiyuvah. That's the whole Teretz now of Rabbi. So why does Rashi say, B'Choil Kumu Mahoil? Tell him B'Shabbos also Kumu Mahoil. Hashem blames by Akash. Now Rashi wants to feel ois. Why did the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that ein shechtim v'zerkin al tomeisher. Rashi explains. Aber, I have a svira like a man da omar shechtim v'zerkin al tomeisher. If he would hold that shechtim v'zerkin al tomeisher is kiven the like rino bay ish nitche. So memele, he's not considered nitche. Why are you nitche? You shech the bezerk and atame sheret. So he's atame sheret, he goes, he brings a korban pesach. He's not nitche at all. But go now and bring a korban pesach. Because shech the bezerk and atame sheret. It's kibin le kirine bei ish nitche, le have kirine nami, ein zibu nidochem, le mishrino lasis betum. If he's not nitche, so they're also not, so we don't say that they're permitted to bring betumet. Alam rinilu, kumu, azu. We'll tell them to make azo. That means that they have no right not to, they have no right to, what if you want to patter themselves from Achilles HaPesach, or say, with me, but say, you're Tmeim, to such a tumor, since you can be Metar yourself, there's no hatter whatsoever. Umid Ramine Nazor Atzibo, Avaram Ramye Nami Ayochit, Kedei Lahatiroi Bachila. So then it's Ramya Ayochit, Kedei Lahatiroi Bachila, Vidach Yeshabbos. So then, if Rabbi Lezer would hold, that Zerkin, Shoichtim v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. So then, Atzibo would also be mechuyev to be maze. He's not nitre. He brings a pesachishin, so they also have to bring a pesachishin. Then he'd be considered a bar chiyuve. So aben rami nami ayochid kedei lahachiloi lekedei lahatiroi bachile v'dach yeshabes. Now, you just have to know why, this last two words, why this is Doiche Shabbos. L'chayre, if you hold Shoichtin Bezirkin on a Tomei Sheret, or on a Tomei Meis B'yom Shvi, so you can make the Shechita even though he's Tomei. So only for the Achilas HaPesach, L'chayr, we don't find that the holden machshirin is only doiche for Shechitas HaPesach, not for Achilas HaPesach. So Dachsach Mir, the Dvar Shmuel says that Rashi means as follows, that the whole lumdus, the whole reason of Shechten Bezorken and Tomei Sheretz is Ahiza Tomei. So the Teretz is, but he's called Chozi. He's called Chozi Tira Kolben Pesach. He's Chozi Lechel, because he could be Metayr himself. So he's called, even though the Pele is a Tomei, he's called Agamre Chozi. So if you would not be able to be Mazahim, so Memele, it wouldn't be Shechtim Bezerken also. That means if Minatayr would not be able to be Mazahim, then he would not be called a Chozi Lachel. So that's why it's called B'dochi Shabbat.